Friday was Debbie Pedersini's final day working for the city of North Adams, Massachusetts, after more than 30 years. Pedersini, who spent much of her municipal career in the Community Development Office, served as city clerk since 2019, after working as an assistant city clerk. Pedersini tells WAMC that she's moving on to become executive director of the Lee Housing Authority.
Kind of getting back to the roots of what I used to do in community development, and it's been going well. So mostly going to spend some time with my grandkids and my family. The job that I've taken in Lee is just a part-time position, so that will free up some time for me, which I'm really looking forward to.
You started working for the city clerk's office in 2016, a very eventful time in the country, in the county, and I'm sure in the city. What was that like looking back on that 5 years later?
Oh, gosh. Well, that was one of them for sure. We had a great crew here. My assistant Kathy and Brenda borrowed help, got us through the elections. That was pretty amazing. I've never seen as many ballots in my life as that election. Yeah, it was very unprecedented, I guess I'll use. You know, clerks all across the state had to have felt the way I felt. So it was pretty intense. Exciting to be part of, too, I would say.
As the city moves to fill the position you're leaving, what do you think is the most important thing to know as city clerk of North Adams for the next person to succeed you?
Oh, gosh, you need to be a multitasker for sure. Accuracy, basically, you are the portal for everyone's questions. We are kind of the 411. Everyone calls us for information. We keep the records here. Clerks are special people. I've been fortunate to work with good people.
How did the job change over those 5 years?
I would say the most changes. We've done a lot of things online. Pretty much everything you could do in our office, you can do online now, other than, you know, a marriage intention where you actually have to be in person. But that has streamlined a lot of things. We've certainly seen the mail-in ballots probably never going away. And I think that in a lot of ways that's really great. You've gotten people to vote that probably would never have gone to vote. So it's been a good change.
Have you noticed any trends as city clerk over the last few years? Anything that stands out to you as like, you know, oh, well, I'm dealing with this more than I used to before, or it sure seems like a lot of this or that's being asked about?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think when the new real ID for your license, that became an incredible amount of change because everyone needed their birth certificate. They needed a marriage certificate. That was in the door every day. You know, you can't get your license without it now, so it's become a necessity. So we are it. We hold you up if you can't get your, you won't get your license without your birth certificate.
What's one thing people don't know about a city clerk that you think is interesting or something that they should know?
I will tell you, when I came in this office, I had absolutely no idea how many records there were. This is our history here. It's just amazing to me the amount of history. You know, every record you can imagine is in here. Every bit of information for the council, your city ordinances. I never realized how much information was in the small little vault. I'm sure there is not enough room in here for another 5 years, but somehow they'll figure it out.
Well, and lastly, what do you think you're going to miss the most about being city clerk?
Oh, gosh. The people. I do like the people. I like, interacting with people. Of course, since we've had the pandemic, I haven't really had the opportunity to do that in the last year, but I will miss the people I worked with. I will say that. Great people to work with, hardworking people. That's what I'm going to miss the most.